It's been touted as one of the most expensive ballot measures in California history, with over $200 million raised in campaign funds. The Prop 50 special election asked Californians to vote to redraw congressional maps as a response to gerrymandering in red states like Texas. A yes vote will allow California to redraw its congressional district lines to potentially add 5 more Democratic seats in Congress. And a no vote would mean congressional lines stay the same until they are redrawn based on the 2030 census. Asking San Francisco residents how they voted, many said yes to Prop 50.
I go by Merrick Fitro, and I work for the city. I absolutely am voting for Prop 50. I am also the political action director for the San Francisco Young Democrats. So we are all behind Prop 50. It is our chance at saving democracy as Texas and the Republicans do their illegal redistricting. We are presenting 5 additional Democratic seats to the voters so the voters can decide that we go forward and save our future together. And when they throw a punch, we throw a punch back.
I caught up with Jeff, a retiree, who said his preference is for the California Redistricting Commission to continue to draw the maps instead of politicians. But he voted yes anyway.
I hate the idea of it, and I voted for it because if we don't vote for it, then the Republicans will win. And I really hate the idea of the politicians picking their voters, but I think we got to do what we got to do.
2 workers in healthcare and human resources say it's a matter of tipping the scales.
Jonathan Malta-Wengard, I voted yes on it because I feel like we got to play to win, even though I'm a little mixed on it.
My name is Nidia Torres. I voted yes because we got to play on an even ground, I guess, and hopefully we win.
While many are voting in person, others have mailed in their ballots, like Bianca Polovina, a San Francisco city worker.
I voted by mail. I received my ballot in the mail and dropped it off at my workplace, City Hall. I voted yes on Prop 50. The reason that I voted is because democracy has never been more critical. This was an opportunity for California, I felt, to really take care of its own people and stand up to a federal administration that wants to defund healthcare, food security, and so many things. So for those reasons, I made sure that I voted really early. My whole household voted, and I made sure to tell all my coworkers and friends that they should vote too.
The results of tonight's vote will decide how the next 3 congressional elections are conducted in California in 2026, 2027, and 2030. Annette Felix, reporting for KPFA Radio.